This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda claims that the country's economic indicators are moving in a positive direction. Kathmandu metropolitan city shows concerns after citizens duped by cooperatives. And 8 people killed in Russian missile strike on center of Ukrainian city. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the country's economy is showing signs of improvement and that various economic indicators are moving in a positive direction. During discussions on different topics under the Appropriation Bill 2080 in the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Dahal addressed concerns and highlighted several positive developments. According to the Prime Minister, there has been a significant increase in the number of tourists visiting the country, indicating growth in the tourism sector. He also mentioned that the interest rates of banks have decreased, which is favorable for businesses and individuals seeking loans. Additionally, the government has taken measures to control revenue leakage, which is a positive step towards improving the country's financial situation. Reflecting on the economic crisis that existed when he assumed office, Prime Minister Dahal emphasized that the economy has now revived, crediting this achievement to the nation as a whole. He further asserted that all economic indicators are currently moving in a positive direction. Notably, the total foreign exchange reserve has increased by 20.9% over the past 6 months. Prime Minister Dahal highlighted the significance of public's growing trust in the system as a major accomplishment of his government. He mentioned that the government has taken substantial action, particularly in the case of faked Bhutanese refugee, to address the perception that influential individuals are above the law. These efforts have started to rebuild people's confidence in the system. Furthermore, Prime Minister Dahal underscored the importance of enrolling approximately 200,000 citizens in the Social Security Fund, as well as ensuring safe and dignified foreign employment. He mentioned that the developmental projects, including those of national importance, are being closely supervised and directed to ensure the prompt completion. The government has also taken steps to streamline administrative procedures and hold project leaders accountable by implementing a policy of rewards and punishments based on results. Prime Minister Dahal noted that the recent ratification and implementation of the Nepali Citizenship First Amendment Bill 2079 by the Honorable President guarantees the constitutional rights of individuals born in Nepal to Nepali citizen mothers residing in Nepal and without identified fathers to obtain Nepalese citizenship based on descent. Prime Minister Dahal highlighted the progress made in the energy sector, mentioning that Nepal is now exporting electricity to India and Bangladesh. By reducing the import of petroleum products, the country is moving towards a future where it can potentially export tens of thousands of megawatts of electricity, which signifies a positive trajectory for Nepal. A meeting of the parliamentary party of CPN Unified Socialist has decided to support the government in passing the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2023-24. Previously, the leaders of CPN Unified Socialist protested against the budget. This morning, at the Prime Minister's residence Balwatar, the Prime Minister, the Finance Minister and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, along with some members of parliament, concluded to support passing the budget. Chief Minister of Bagmati Province Saligram Jamkattil has assured of the establishment of a public university in the province. Inaugurating the office of the province High Education Council today, the Chief Minister, who also serves as the council chair, said the council has its role in preparing policies and strategies for higher education and providing general policy level guidelines for the operation of the university. On the occasion, Khubiram Adhikari, Chief of the Education Development Division under the Ministry of Social Development, said the Provincial Higher Education Act was certified on March 28, 2022, shedding light on the procedures regarding the establishment of the council, its management, and about the Province Higher Education Regulations 2079 Bikram Samvat, and so on. Various province ministers, including Bahadur Singh Lama and Yuvraj Dulal, were present at the event presided by Council Vice Chair and Social Development Minister Kumari Mokhtan. The Kathmandu Metropolitan City, KMC, has shown its concern about the regulating the cooperatives under its jurisdiction given the increasing incidences of depositories being cheated at the hand of the cooperatives. The KMC's Cooperatives Department has, through a notice today, directed the cooperatives to hold their annual general meeting at the designated time in the presence of all their share members. The metropolis has also urged the cooperatives to provide it with information on their actual condition and transactions. Mayor Balendra Shah has also urged the cooperatives to inform KMC about their actual status and transactions. Mayor Shah has urged the cooperatives for keeping the cooperative good governance by carrying out their operation and management in a responsible, honest, disciplined, transparent manner, following due process and becoming member-centric in such a sensitive time. 9 people from different places in the Pasthar district were taken ill after consuming wild mushrooms. 4 persons, Leela Thapa, Hemanta Thapa, Indramaya Nepali and Harka Bahadur Darji of Kumyak, Rural Municipality 1, were taken ill after consuming wild mushrooms yesterday. According to the district police office, they have been referred to Birta City Hospital, Jhapa, for further treatment from district hospital. Similarly, 5 members of a family of Fidi Municipality 11 were taken ill after consuming wild mushrooms on Monday. They are receiving treatment at the district hospital. Vehicular movement has been completely obstructed again at Hewa Khola of Pasthar along the Mechi Highway. The vehicular movement has been obstructed again after a flood on the Hewa stream that occurred last night damaged the diversion. Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Hari Khatioda said the diversion was brought into operation yesterday itself after a 4-day effort. Police have asked all not to drive at the Phidim Taplejung section of the Mechi Highway due to the disruption of traffic. The Phidim Taplejung road section along the Mechi Highway was obstructed after a flood that occurred on June 17 swept away the bridge and road at Hewa Khola. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. 8 people have been killed, including 3 children, by Russian missiles that hit the center of Kramatorsk in eastern Ukraine. According to the Ukrainian emergency services, at least 56 others were injured in the strike. A restaurant and shopping area were hit in yesterday's strike on the city, which is under Ukrainian control but close to Russian-occupied parts of the Ukraine. Officials say at least 40 people were injured, including an 8-month-old child and 3 foreigners. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attack proved to Ukraine and the world that Russia deserved only defeat and a tribunal, just and lawful courts against all Russian murderers and terrorists. The White House condemned Russia for its brutal strikes on Ukraine. Kramatorsk has often been targeted by missiles since the start of the invasion in February 2022. The latest attack comes as Mr. Zelensky said Ukraine's counteroffensive was advancing on all fronts. South Koreans have become a year or two younger as a new law aligns the nation's 2 traditional age counting methods with international standards. The law scraps one traditional system that deemed South Koreans one year old at birth, counting time in the womb. Another counted everyone as aging by a year every first day of January instead on their birthdays. The switch to age counting based on birth took effect from today. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol pushed strongly for the change when he ran for the office last year. He said that the traditional age-counting methods created unnecessary social and economic cost. Lawmakers voted to scrap the traditional counting methods last December. The traditional age-counting methods were also used by other East Asian countries, but most have dropped them. Now the general weather forecast for the country. With the influence of the monsoon wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and in a few places of the rest of the country today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province and in a few places of the rest of the country tonight. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 21 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 28 degrees Celsius with 6.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda claims that the country's economic indicators are moving in a positive direction. Kathmandu metropolitan city shows concern after citizens duped by cooperatives, and 8 people killed in Russian missile strike on center of Ukrainian city. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.